Alright, Daf Samach Gimel, Wednesday's Daf. Still working on explaining how the Mishnah is to be understood. We just finished with Abaye, and now Rava, based on his Kashas on Abaye, says his Pshat. Elo Amar Rava, bottom of the Amud, Ki Shechivna Rabbi Oishia Nafik Lavosi. When I die, Rabbi Oishia is going to come out to greet me because of all the opportunities of using his Brises and explaining different Mishnayas. Moving over to Amud Aleph, Misratzta Masnisen Kavose, because I'm going to try to explain our Mishnah like his Brisa. Detoni Rabbi Oishia, Haresh Hayad Naishabhavir Amana, somebody is tining that his buddy owes him a mana. Vahalef Omen al Grano, and he goes to collect at the Leiva's Gairin. The Omer, and he says to the Leiva, Tainli Ma'isai, show me the money, let me pay me up. Why? Shani writes a Likach Ben Chitin, because I want to buy Chitin with the money that you owe me. The Omer Lai, and the Leiva says, listen, Chitin Yeshli, Shani Naisen Lacha. I have wheat that I can give you. So Tseva also Nalai Kishar Shalakshav, let's go ahead and take that money that I owe you and lock in with wheat at the current price. In other words, even if the price changes, but now the value of the wheat is going to give you that certain amount of wheat, and I'll give you that wheat later. And the Malva was masking to that. So he gives man chitin limkar once the time came to get the wheat. Amar lei tainli chitin shani writes to lemaychron velikach ben yayin. So now the Malva says, you know what? I know you're supposed to give me this wheat, and I want to use that wheat so I can now turn around and buy wine. So now the Leiva says, all right, I have another opportunity for you. Amar lei yeshli yayin shani nice and lecha seva osno like a shar shel achshav. Let's convert now that debt of wheat into a debt of yayin, and we'll do it at the locked-in price it is today. So also, that works. Then Nachamol, he gives man yayin, limkar, v'omer le tain li yaini, give me my wine. Shani writes, l'meichar v'likach boi shemen, I gotta buy some oil. Omer le, he says, you know what, shemen yeshli shani nice l'chot seva, so alaik ishar shal akshav. Let's convert that wine debt into now an oil debt, and you'll lock in today's price. So you're over and over again, you're doing this forward kind of sale on this future circumstance, locking in today's price. Zok de brisa, kulam im yeshli mutter, as long as you have the goods, you got the wheat, wine, and oil, Bereshusai, at the time when you make this deal, it's going to be okay. The Leiva can now convert his chiv to the Malva into these other things. However, Ein Loi is going to be Yasser. But if he doesn't have the actual stuff, and he's just promising to get it, that is going to be the problem. You can't look at the Mechira as if it's Chal now, because it doesn't exist now. So it's only a Chayiv, and then that looks much more like Ribbis. But you see, according to Rabbi Ishia, as long as you have the goods, you can make this future Mechira with a contract. Based on this, Rava says, that's in our Mishnah, why, if you don't have the yayin, like in the case of our Mishnah, it's not going to work because you don't have the heter of this price from her Vaishya. Umay lokach, and when the Mishnah says lokach, this is Rava now talking. When the Mishnah says that if someone bought the chitim from the meicher, l'chayra, there is no mechira taking place because you're just exchanging one product for another. So there, lokach behalva asay, it means you bought it for that chayv that was owed to him, but it's just really the deal they're making and not a real mekach. Omar Rava, shmami nami de Vaishya, tlas. There's three chidushim that come out of this dinner of Vaishya. Shmami no de mamida milva al. Gabe pay rice. Number one, of course, is this halacha that you can make a forward mechira for Paris by accepting this deal in the place of the chayv that you owe. And this is, of course, connected what Rabba said on Amud Beis yesterday, that you can never do that, even if he's in possession of the Paris. Still doesn't work, according to Rabba, that we said yesterday. Which is what Rabba said yesterday, when the isurai, meaning the coin iser, comes into his hand. That was his expression that he used. That's usher to go ahead and make this future kind of a contract. Ushmaminan, number two, hudi yeshlei. It's only going to be mutter when the leiva has that produce and those payrice on hand. He has it now. Not that he's going to get it, but he Ramamish has it. Ushmaminan, number three, asil Rabbi Yanai. We also learn Rabbi Yanai is going to be also correct based on this dinner of Rav Ishia. What's Rabbi Yanai? Dom Rabbi Yanai, mali hein, mali dman. There's no difference between the actual payrice or giving some other value to substitute them. So if you want to switch the chitim for the iron and the iron for the shemen, that's all fine according to Rabbi Yanai because of mali hein, mali dman. Dietmar, Rav Omer Eisen Amana b'Paris. According to Rav, you can make this advanced deal for the future delivery of Paris, but you can't do that with the Paris' cash value. That looks too much like ribbis, and you have a saw problem that the commodities might go up in value and you're getting paid back more than you actually gave. Rav Yanai Omer, mali hein, mali dman. So according to Rav Yanai, even if the deal is specifically allowing cash, that will still be okay and does not look too much like a saw Dikaribis. Meisvei, kulam im yesh le mutter. The Brice holds, if all these cases, if Leiva actually has the wine, the wheat, the oil, if he has it at Peshas Maisa, it's going to be mutter. You're allowed to convert the debt into other things. So this Meisvei is really a kasha on Rav, because according to Rav, if you do this kind of a deal for chitim and then the price of chitim goes up, you can't substitute the yayin for the chitim. So L'chaira, how is Rav going to understand this? The Bryce is talking about where there was actual Mashiach being done on the Paris at the time of the agreement, and therefore there's already a Kinyan. And Pashas, the Mashiach sounds a lot like real Kinyan. Taisus says we're not really talking about Kinyan, and we're just trying to avoid the Tzura of Ribbis, so going through the motions over here is enough to take you out of that problem. But I'll upon him, this case of the Bryce is talking about a Mashiach, and therefore you're not going to have this potential Ribbis problem. So, Yibish Moshach, Frek the Gemara, Tzricha LeMeimer, why would the Bryce have to even tell you anything? Of course, it's Poshet that's going to be Mutter. Karen's office. Okay, he didn't really make a Mashiach, but he was miyached this place for the Malva's use to put the Paris there. So in such a case, Rav is maskim that you can look at these Paris as they belong to the Malva from the time that he paid for them, and therefore you can already substitute them later for something else, because it's like it's his already. Shmuel Amar, another pshat in how to answer up the Rav Yishai's Braisa on Rav, because on money, you could say the Tana of the Braisa was Rav Yehudi. To Amar Tzad Echad Baribis is Mutter. Tzad Echad Baribis means if it could come out that you won't have a problem of ribbis. Depending on the variables, you may not have a ribbis issue. So that kind of ribbis will be makel according to Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds a lot like Tzad Echad is almost like a suffik ribbis, which in which case it's kind of a question. Why would the suffik be mutter? We're playing with Yisuri Deraisa. Rav Pinchas Gross wanted to suggest that perhaps the whole issue of ribbis is how much it's considered kitzutza. And by its very definition, kitzutza requires there not to be a Tzad Echad, not to be a question mark whether or not it's going to happen. It's fixed. But I'll call upon him, there is this heter called Tzad Echad. Titanya, because the Braisa says, a guy owes somebody money, and instead of paying him, the loive basically gave him the field as a mechira that if he doesn't pay, lemafreya, it will be chal from now already. So he's essentially like selling it almost with a tenai. But if I do pay you the debt, because I owe you this money, then we're going to be mevatel the mechira. So now there's a kind of mechira taking place, and it's now in the malva's rishus, so bismancha mecher eichel peiris mutter, kolzman the mecher, meaning the mecher in this case is the loive. As long as he's eating the Paris in the interim, so then there's no problem of potential ribbis here. However, Lekeach Eichel Paris is going to be Yasser. Who's the Lekeach? Lekeach is the Malva, who's waiting to be paid back. So if he's eating Paris, you're going to have a potential problem, because it's going to come out that now once the Leva pays, the Malva's use of the field will be in addition to the loan, and that will look like ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Apes Mancha Lekeach Eichel Paris Mutter, even when the Lekeach, meaning the Malva, is taking Paris, it's still going to be Mutter. Why? So we're going to explain soon, because you know it's going to be the Tzad Echad. But before we say that, Omer Lehem Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Bebaisus Ben Zunin. It was a Maisa with this particular person who did exactly this because he owed money. So what did he do? He gave a field b'mechira to the person he owed the money to. Alpir Belozer Ben Azariah. He did it with Rav Elazar Ben Azariah's blessing. V'lekeach Eichel Paris Hoya. And here, the Lekeach, which is the Malva, was taking the Paris. So Amar Lai, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, what kind of Raya you have from there that it's okay? Meicher Eichel Paris Hoya V'lekeach. You got the story wrong. It wasn't the Lekeach, it was the Meicher, meaning the Leiva, who was eating the Paris. But anyway, now that we have this Braisa, Maibinayo typically means what's the nafkamina, but here means what's the pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Amar Abaya, Tzadech HaBaribis Hikiminayo. Rabbi Yehuda's matir, because the whole issue here is contingent on the Leiva not paying the Chayv on time. If the Leiva would just let this field stay in place of the debt, then there would be no ribbis, because that would just belong to the Malva. So since now the potential ribbis is totally on the Leiva's ultimate actions that are going to happen later, that's called Tzadech HaBaribis, and that will be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rava Amar Ribbis Amanas L'Hachzerik Binayu. The machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not, if you're intending to avoid the issue, that's where you're going to have a machlekes, whether it's mutter usser. Meaning over here, the Lekeach, our friendly Malva, can't take the Paris pending whether or not the Leiva pays. And Rabbi Yehuda's matir as long as he returns it and the mechira is retroactively removed. It's almanas lahachzir. Okay, but Omer Rava, hashta to Omer Rabbi Yanai. Once Rabbi Yanai said that you can now do this forward futuristic kind of deal, because turning over to Amud Beis, Mali Hain, Mali Deman, Amrinan, there's no enough community between the actual things or their cash value. So Zokt Rava, I'll give you one more. Mali Deman, Mali Hain, Nami Amrinan. You should also say, what's the difference between the value of the money or money itself? Like, you don't have to have any Paris at all. You could do this mamish with money. You could substitute that deal that we have with actual cash. Because Mali Demeyam, Mali Hain. Upeiskin al Shar Shebashuk. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yanai, you could do one of these forward contracts and make this future advance payment based on the Shar, meaning on the existing market, Viafal Pisha Einlai, even though the actual Meicher doesn't have the goods at the time. Esver of Papal Rav Hunabarei Rav Yeshua L'Rava. That we had, Rav Oishias Braisa, Kulam Im Yeshle Mutter. If the Leiva actually has the wheat, the wine, the oil, if he has has all these things at the time when they made the deal, then it's going to be mutter. Oberim ein lo is usur. But according to Rava, it should be mutter based on the Peskan al Ashar rule that we just said. You don't have to have it, you have to have the good. As long as it's available in the marketplace for a fixed price, then there won't be a problem. Amar lehu, Rava says, Hasam halva hachazvini. That's going to be the big difference. Buyer of Oishi is Brisa, we're talking about where there's a halva, so no cash went from one to the other. But by the case of a mechira, where you're receiving the cash, then you can look at the shar, you can look at the actual market price. Rabba Verv Yosef Damri Tarvayhu, my time Amar Rabbanan, Peskan al Shar Shabashuk. What's the issue over here? Why does the market price actually make things better? Even though the Meicher actually doesn't have the stuff right now. Because you could say a Svara. The whole issue over here is that the goods that I finally get in a month from now, the price went up. But now the Lekech can say to the Meicher, Shekila Tivusich Veshadya Achizri, take your favor and put it on the bushes. In other words, you didn't help me at all. Maya, honestly, what good did you do for me? What hano did you give me by giving me Schera that's worth more than I originally paid? Let's say I never made the deal with you and I just kept the cash and never bought it from you. Then Havi Mizabnina Behini Uvishili Bezula. I could have gone to Hini and Shili, right? That's where those marketplaces were, and I could have bought it cheap myself. You didn't do any favors for me. So this whole idea of this potential ribbous-looking thing because it now went up in value, but I never needed your additional value at all because I could have just done it myself had we not done the deal. Amar Lei Abayler of Yosef. So Elamayata, if you're telling me, according to your svara, that there's no ribbous, if you're not gaining any hana from the guy, so mutter lilva is saw besaw. If I borrow a saw, I should be able to get back a saw. Mishum demotzi amarlei, even if you're giving me a saw that's worth more. Because I could have always said, shekila tivusich v'shadya chazire. The same svara. I borrow a dozen eggs from you and I get back a dozen eggs. I don't care the price of eggs went up further, because if I didn't borrow it from you, I could have gotten the eggs l'chadchila myself at this price. De amarlei, chiti de kodche ba'aklavoy. Let's say my saw of, which literally means, would my wheat have sprouted in the rain and been ruined if it were left in my storehouse instead of giving it to you? If I did not. So it's an expression which means the increase in value while it was on loan didn't give me any extra hana if I didn't have it, but still we say a saw of the saw is usur, which is lechera connected this idea of Rabban and Rav Yosef, the svara. So I'm a layer, Rav Yosef says back to Avaya, hosam halva and hachas vini. That is going to be the nafkamina. Saw b'saw is only going to be a problem by a halva, not by a sale. Omerle ad de barava l'rava v'haboy l'meis of zuzil of sira, but there's still a savings because l'meis, if you have to do it yourself, you're going to have to go and pay the broker to find the sellers, and you're going to spend money on that. So l'chaira, the costs of the safsira you're saving by having this zvini being done. So l'chaira, that should create much more of this drabon and the karibis. Omerle rava says back to ad de barava de koyov le nami. Okay, so we're talking about a case where the lekech gives the seller this cost of the safsira, the brokerage fee. Ravashi Yomer, Zuzi Dinshi Inhu Avile Safsaruse. Which means it's not really going to cost him at all. A guy who has the cash is going to be found by all the Meicher. He doesn't have to pay some broker to find these people either. So according to Ravashi, they wouldn't have had fees to begin with. Viter. Rabba Verav Yosef Da Amri Tarvayu, Hai Mandi Yoav Zuze Atara Charifa. If someone gives money at an earlier locked in price, Tsarach is Chazuze Leve Dare. He's got to be there in person to see it, and therefore that's how he makes the Mechiri. He's got to see the stuff. So Lamai, why does he got to be there? What's he got to see it for? Mikna, if you're telling me because he's trying to be kind at Holy Kani, being there doesn't create a kinyan. And Ila Kabuli Ale Mishapara, and if you're telling me in order to be able to get the Mishapara, once the money changes hands, so Kiloi Mishazi Nami Makabale Mishapara, you don't need to see it and be there in order to get the Mishapara. So what's the point here? To which the Gemara says, Ilam Kabuli Ale Mishapara, it really is about this. We want to make sure that since Mayis is not kainais, we got to make sure that the Mishapara really happens. Umandi Yoav Zuzi Atara Harifa, someone who gives money at this locked in early price, Leve Trey Tilsi Yoav, he's usually giving it to two or three different meichrim. In other words, he's looking for the best deal. So if the lekeach is there to inspect the produce and be present, then the meicher is really going to be soymech das, and he'll be therefore have a mishapara if after he pays, he pulls back on the deal. But if he's not there, Amarle, the Meicher can retract even without having a Mishapara, because he can always say, Amina de Ishkachas Peri de Shapira Mididi Vishaklas. I figured you found somebody with a better deal, and that's why you took it. So that's why I was able to pull out, and I never was really Geimer Das. Amar Ravashi, Hashad Amar Mishum de Mesmachtaite. Since this whole issue is really a Smichas Das issue, then Afilu Ashkeche Beshuk of the Amarle, even if the Lekech bumps into the Meicher in the street and tells him that he wants to buy from him, Somchadaite, the Meicher can rely on that, and the Meicher would receive a Mishapara if he would pull back on the deal. We'll stop here, pick it up next time.